Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5:30. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, over €26 million has been spent on agency staff at Letterkenny University Hospital over the past 2 years. The jury in the trial of Geoffrey Donaldson has been sent home for the day. The prosecution will open its case tomorrow morning. The Joint Committee on Fisheries and Maritime Affairs publishes its report on sea fisheries protection. The Dáil's newest TDs take their seats in the chamber this afternoon. With the June bank holiday weekend approaching, we'll hear from Gardaí appealing for people to be safe on the roads, and the opposition call on the government to include services in the Occupied Territories Bill that was approved by Cabinet this morning. Later in the bulletin, Oisín's here with sports news. That's coming up at around 6:15, but we begin with confirmation from the HSE this afternoon that over €26 million has been spent on agency staff at Letterkenny University Hospital over the past 2 years. Figures presented to Councillor Gerry McMonagall at a meeting of the Regional Health Forum this afternoon show €13 million was spent in 2024 and €13.5 million last year. Officials say they're working to bring those costs down, with Mr McMonagall, the chair of the forum, asking how it impacts on the hospital's budget. Not good, was the answer from area manager Dermot Monaghan, who says they're striving to recruit more staff. There's a full detail of those figures and a breakdown of where the money has gone available on our website, highlandradio.com. The jury in the trial of Geoffrey Donaldson has been sent home for the day. The prosecution will open its case tomorrow morning. Emily Keegan is in Newry.
Beginning the jury selection process today, the judge at Newry Crown Court said he didn't want to insult the potential jurors by asking if they recognised or knew Geoffrey Donaldson, but stressed the former DUP leader was still entitled to a fair trial, so it was important to swear in a jury with an open mind. The 63-year-old faces 18 historical sexual abuse charges, including rape, gross indecency with or towards a child, and indecent assault. His wife, Eleanor Donaldson, wasn't present in court, but is also on trial. She's charged with five offences, including aiding and abetting. However, she's been deemed unfit to stand a criminal trial and is instead facing a trial of facts. The jury can't find her guilty of the offences, but they can acquit her. Both of the defendants deny all the charges. The jury was sent home this afternoon and will return tomorrow morning at 10:30 when the case will begin. Emily Keegan in Newry.
The Joint Rockfast Committee on Fisheries and Maritime Affairs today published its report on sea fisheries protection. The report makes 14 recommendations, including better consultation between the Sea Fisheries Protection Authority, SFPA, and the industry, a comprehensive review of sea fisheries legislation, enforcement applied to non-Irish vessels fishing in Irish waters, and the establishment of a new ombudsman for oversight of the SFPA. Well, Donegal Deputy and Sinn Féin Marine spokesperson Padraig McLaughlin was the rapporteur for the project. He says relationships between the SFPA and the industry are broken.
In the report, we from the outset, we say that the relationship between the SFPA, but also all agencies of the state, including the Department of Marine, is broken with fishing communities and coastal communities. And there needs to be a reset. So it was quite alarming, the evidence that we took during the committee hearings. We're looking for, obviously, the legislation that underpins the SFPA to be amended and changed and a level playing pitch to be put in place. But the whole relationship has to be reset. There has to be a fresh start.
And it does need to be said that you are the Sinn Féin fisheries representative. You are the rapporteur that's put a lot of this together. But this is a cross-party report. This isn't a Sinn Féin report. This is a report published by and endorsed by the entire committee.
Absolutely, Donald. This is a all-party, cross-party committee. And when it was launched today, they were all there. We were all there together, united. And we're sending one message collectively. And it's this, that we're an island nation. They're, you know, surrounded by seas. There's a chance for real prosperity for our people. But the relationship between the agencies of the state, including the SFPA, has broken down. And we have to mend it. We have to reset it because, you know, we have a scenario where fishermen feel criminalised, you know. Fishermen who risk their lives, who people across Ireland have this gra and connection with, they have felt criminalised for so many years now, and they feel there isn't a level playing pitch when it comes to these laws, how they're applied across Europe. And they're right, we agree with them. So we expect serious change in the back of our report today.
Deputy Patrick McLaughlin there, and there is a link to that full report available again on our website, highlandradio.com. The Dáil's newest TDs have taken their seats in the chamber this afternoon. By-elections at the weekend saw Daniel Ennis of the Social Democrats take a seat in Dublin Central. That was the one left vacant by Pascal Donoghue. Fine Gael's Sean Kine will represent Galway West as a TD, replacing now President Catherine Connolly. Well, the two new deputies were welcomed to the Dáil chamber today.
The following members have been elected to the Dáil: constituency of Dublin Central, Daniel Ennis; constituency of Galway West, Sean Kine. The deputies have signed the roll of members in accordance with Standing Order Number 1.
I now call on the new members to take their seats.
The Road Safety Authority says there were 229 collisions in Donegal in 2024. An interactive map on the RSA website shows that of those collisions, 13 were fatal and 65 left at least one person seriously injured. In total, 24 people died on Donegal's roads in 2024. Well, with the June bank holiday weekend approaching, Gardaí are urging all road users in Donegal to act responsibly. Drivers are being urged to slow down, wear seatbelts, ensure passengers are properly restrained, and to keep mobile phones out of reach while driving. Motorists are being reminded never to drive under the influence and to plan ahead by arranging transport if they're socialising over the weekend. Gardaí Fianna McManaman says 8 drivers were caught drink driving and a further 2 were detected driving under the influence of drugs in recent days in Donegal.
Over the past week in Donegal, there have been 10 arrests for drink and drug driving related offences. We urge drivers to never drive while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Please arrange a lift home in advance if you intend to go socialising over the bank holiday weekend or get a taxi home. Never get into a car as a passenger with anyone whom you think may have consumed alcohol or drugs. As always, Gardaí will be out on the roads this upcoming bank holiday weekend, operating high visibility checkpoints and speed checks. Do not risk losing your licence by taking unnecessary risks on the roads. More importantly, do not risk your life or the lives of others by making poor decisions.
Well, high visibility checkpoints and speed enforcement will be in place on the roads throughout the bank holiday weekend. People visiting beaches and scenic areas are also being urged to park responsibly and avoid blocking access routes. There's a warning: obstruction can endanger emergency services and it is an offence to do so under road traffic legislation. People driving tractors and heavy machinery, meanwhile, are being warned to take extra care on country and rural roads this week as pedestrians and cyclists soak up the sun. The president of the Irish Farmers Association, Alice Doyle, is also reminding those operating heavy machinery to take breaks and keep hydrated.
Be aware that going around every single bend, you don't know who you're going to meet or what you're going to meet. You could meet children on bicycles going home from school, people out walking. So just beware of the unknown around the corner. Take it easy. People get very tired at this time of the year. They're working long hours. So take your rests. Don't be rushing and make sure you're hydrated.
Members of the opposition are calling on the government to include services in the Occupied Territories Bill. The bill was approved by Cabinet this morning. However, the version approved is set to only ban the import of goods from illegal Israeli settlements in Palestine. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald says this doesn't go far enough and other countries have banned services.
The Occupied Territories Bill is in line with the ruling of the International Court of Justice, a ruling that makes no distinction between goods and services. In fact, banning services is required under international law. Spain has included services in its legislation, so it can be done.
However, the Taoiseach says it's not true that other countries have included services in their versions of the Occupied Territories Bill. Micheál Martin told the Dáil Ireland and Spain are introducing very similar legislation.
Spain have not included services, David.
Please,
they've included the advertisement of services. Different thing completely. We need accuracy here. Very few countries have gone down this
route. Deputy, the rules
are Spain and
the
Ireland
leaders
are going down this route in terms of the banning of goods. We hope Belgium and the Netherlands will follow suit. Slovenia, it looks like, will not be in a position now because the government has changed in Slovenia.
A new online campaign has been launched calling for the development of a new leisure centre in Buncrana. Discussions continue over the future of swimming provision. The leisure centre, as was, has been closed for 11 years. The building has now been described as a health hazard. A Facebook page has been set up to gather public support for a new leisure centre. It comes amid differing views over whether Donegal County Council would be able to provide match funding if government money became available. Campaign founder Jade O'Neill Doherty says the lack of a swimming pool is now a serious safety concern. She says children are missing out on regular chances to learn and practice important swimming skills. She says this is something she has seen in her own family.
My youngest children, one of them actually hasn't learned how to swim yet because he's not at the age for the school lessons.
Yeah.
The school takes them on a bus on a Friday up to Derry for a 6-week block, and they miss the whole day at school because they're off learning swimming, which is great for the school to do that.
Mm.
But they shouldn't have to. They should be just be able to go on the road and spend 2 hours swimming and then back out to do the school lessons. My oldest son, he can swim, but he's not that advanced at swimming. You know, he can do the basics.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going swimming today with his friends at Ned's Point, and my anxiety will be through the roof all day worrying about him. You know, I'll be out checking, making sure he's all right, you know, and he wouldn't be that confident, but you can't hold him back either. That's what all his friends are doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you understand what it's like to have that facility close. Your kids don't, but you're old enough, are you, to remember when you did have access to the old swimming pool?
Oh, I do. I grew up every week in school. We went in lessons. I think actually we might have went twice a week, swimming lessons. Mm. Swimming lessons. And then as we got older, it was our thing to do with our friends. Every Friday we'd go swimming. For the Loom used to give out vouchers to family members, and I think they cost like £1 or £1.50 to go swimming. And it was just the highlight of things to do in Buncrana growing up, but it made us great swimmers. Like, I can swim wonderfully, and I wouldn't panic in water, where, you know, when I look at my oldest daughter, she can swim, but she would panic.
And that's Jade O'Neill Doherty speaking today to Greg Hughes on The Greg Hughes Show. Remember, you can listen back to the show. It's a podcast on highlandradio.com. You can also watch the show as it unfolded through the course of the morning on our YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland, and also on our Facebook pages.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with running shoes from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 6:15. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. And I'm sure, as you heard earlier in the day, Donegal and Kerry will face no further suspensions arising from the incidents which took place last Saturday during their All-Ireland Round 1 Championship encounter in Killarney. But the respective county boards are to be served fines. In a meeting of the CCCC this morning, the Central Competitions Control Committee have ruled that the events of the day, which included a melee at half-time, had been dealt with by the referee, Sean Herson, on the day. It was suggested that Jim McGuinness could face a sanction for pushing Dermot O'Connor, while David Clifford elbowed Keelan McGonigal in the face, but neither will face any action. Both counties have been notified that they will be hit with fines for the behaviour of their teams at half-time. Here's Highland's big match pundit, Brendan Kilcoyne.
This is absolutely the right call in my mind, and thankfully, sense has prevailed on this occasion. After much speculation and talks on Saturday, both teams can prepare for their upcoming fixtures without any further interruptions. The Central Competitions Control Committee are understood to have ruled that all incidents were dealt with on the pitch by match referee Sean Herson, and the matter is now closed.
Moving on to football, the FAI are to finalise deals for two of Heimer Hallgrimsson's assistants. The Republic of Ireland men's head coach extended his deal with the association in March. John O'Shea and Paddy McCarthy are expected to follow suit during the current international camp. Players were training today at FAI HQ in Dublin ahead of Thursday's friendly encounter with Qatar. Former Ireland international Noel Hunt has been confirmed as one of 5 full-time international lead coaches by the FAI. The ex-Reading coach joins Chelsea Noon, John Cotter, Keith O'Halloran and James Scott in the association's new coaching structure. It's understood Juventus have made a move for Andy Robinson in an attempt to rival Tottenham's interest in the defender. The Italian club are keen to sign the Scotland international, whose Liverpool deal expires this summer. Spurs, who targeted him in January, are still believed to be in pole position for the 32-year-old's signature. Manchester City are believed to be leading the race to sign Elliot Anderson, with the Nottingham Forest midfielder leaning towards a move to the Etihad Stadium instead of rivals Manchester United. No deal between Forest and City has been struck as yet, but it is believed that the clubs are far apart on the valuation of the 23-year-old, but that fee, of course, could go up if Anderson has a good World Cup, and it could exceed the record, the British record, that is, and eclipse the £105 million that Arsenal paid to West Ham for Declan Rice in 2023. US Ryder Cup captain Jim Furyk visited Ballinrobe races with JP McManus yesterday evening. Furyk also attended Sunday's Limerick versus Tipperary Munster Championship hurling semi-final on Sunday, and he has enjoyed his time in Ireland.
First, look at the weather. Apparently, it's been raining for a couple of months. That's what I keep hearing. But since I've landed, it's been spectacular. Blue sky, 75 degrees. I've only been here 48 hours. I've already seen the Limerick tip game here at Ballinrobe today at the track. Big day here at Ballinrobe. So it's the hospitality has been amazing. The Irish folks, the Irish people love their sport. And, I'm just having a blast.
On the tennis front, men's sixth seed Daniil Medvedev has been knocked out of the French Open in the first round. He becomes the highest seed to fall so far with a five-set loss to wildcard Adam Walton. Top seed Jannik Sinner will be on court this evening against home player Clément Tabar. Women's number one seed Aryna Sabalenka is safely into round two. She had a straight sets win over Spain's Jessica Buas Manero earlier today, as did the defending champion Coco Gauff, who had a comfortable 6-4, 6-love victory against Tyler Townsend and also goes to the second round. Finally, in rugby, Mike Hansen has been ruled out of Ireland's games in the inaugural Nations Championship this summer. The winger has missed much of the season with a persistent foot injury and hasn't played since December. Ireland face away trips to Australia, Japan and New Zealand this July. And that's your sport for today here in Highland. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. Garda are appealing for witnesses after a cyclist was seriously injured in a road traffic collision in Letterkenny. The incident happened at Bunagee on Thursday, shortly before 20 to 4 in the afternoon. The cyclist was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment to serious but not life-threatening injuries. The driver of the vehicle wasn't injured. Garda are asking anyone who witnessed the collision or may have dash cam footage from the Lurgybrack area around that time to come forward and contact them in Letterkenny. Meanwhile, Garda in the south of the county are investigating a collision involving two cars on the N15 at Ballintra, close to Donegal town. The incident happened on Tuesday last at around 20 to midday. One of the cars was travelling from Ballyshannon toward Donegal town. The second vehicle was turning into the R231 Rosnallow Road. Three people were taken to Sligo University Hospital for treatment to non-life-threatening injuries. Gardaí are appealing to any witnesses or anyone with dash cam footage from the area at the time to contact them in Ballyshannon. And Gardaí are investigating a burglary and two thefts that happened across Donegal this week. Tools were stolen from a shed in Bridgend, while two cars were broken into in Letterkenny and Bundoran. With more, here's Katie Gallagher.
A laptop, wallet and bank cards have been stolen during a break-in at Letterkenny Town Park car park. The incident happened last Tuesday evening between 7:40pm and 8:30pm while the owner of a car was out for a run. A grey Jansport backpack was taken after the front passenger window of the vehicle was smashed, containing a silver Lenovo IdeaPad Flex 5 laptop and personal belongings. Meanwhile, an investigation is ongoing in Bunamain, Bridgend. Between 4pm on Thursday and 7am the following morning, a shed was broken into and items were stolen, including four DeWalt batteries and a charger. Separately, cash has been stolen from an unlocked car in Bundoran. The break-in happened at Kearns Lane between 10:15pm and 10:20pm last night. A purse was taken from the vehicle and later recovered, but the cash had been removed. In all cases, Gardaí are asking that anyone with information or dashcam footage of the relevant areas at the time of the incidents make it available to their local Garda station.
And the Garda information slot took place on today's Greg Hughes show. You can watch that again, as we say, on our website, highlandradio.com. The Freva Housing Association will launch its new five-year strategic plan next month, along with an organisational rebrand. The launch takes place on Thursday, June 11th at the Regional Cultural Centre in Letterkenny. With more, here is Donna Marie Doherty.
Celebrating 22 years in operation, the Letterkenny-based Freva Housing Association was formerly known as Steer Housing Association. It's expanded significantly over the past two decades and now manages more than 200 properties across Donegal, Sligo, Galway, Meath, Leash, Kildare, Tipperary and Wexford. Next month's event will formally launch Freva's five-year strategic plan up to 2030, which the group says sets out a clear vision for long-term growth, sustainability and the continued development of modern energy-efficient homes that meet evolving housing needs and environmental standards. The group says the strategy also focuses on strengthening governance, enhancing tenant well-being and support services, improving environmental sustainability and continuing to deliver homes and communities that people are proud to call home.
The HSE has launched a new autism protocol, which it says will allow quicker assessments. The protocol has been developed with clinicians and people with lived experience of autism. A report published by As I Am earlier this year revealed the average waiting time for an assessment of needs was 27 months. The CEO of As I Am, Adam Harris, says it's crucial people access support services as soon as they're diagnosed.
In our Same Chance report published this year, only 14% of the children represented in the report had access to post-diagnosis support from the HSE. So assessment is a critical first step. It is a right the families have. It's a right the families have under the Disability Act that must be protected. But we also must see a right to access those follow-on supports and services.
Well, Health Minister Jennifer Carl McNeill believes the new protocol will help get quicker assessments because it will reduce administrative work.
It's going to streamline pathways that you're not having multiple referrals made to multiple teams who are then all trying to advance it independently and not necessarily talking to each other and parents having to replicate the conversations that they're having. So a more streamlined process coupled with a single point of access, which is starting in July as well, will help reduce all of that additional administrative activity that is happening in the system that should be focused, frankly, on delivering therapies and should be focused on the actual assessment of needs.
A South Donegal TD and Union Minister says he believes there needs to be a discussion on overhauling the rates system. Minister Frank Feehan was responding to Wexford Deputy Malcolm Byrne, who told the Dáil the bill governing how rates are calculated and local government is funded was signed into law by King George IV 200 years ago this year. Deputy Byrne said the law has no provision to allow online retailers such as Amazon to be brought into the rates system, further disadvantaging local businesses who have substantial overheads linked with their premises. Well, Minister Feehan responded that a model based on turnover might be a fairer way to go, pointing out that he himself has a background in retail.
Maybe a lot more needs to be done because we are online now, and the high street, the main street or the bridge street or whatever street needs every support that it can get. I was a retailer myself once. I had two or three different retail businesses, and rates were always an issue along with many other issues. I think there is a case to maybe have a look at how we rate properties. I was canvassing for the by-election in Connemara, in the Gaeltachtaí Connemara, and it came up, you know, a shop, and they felt that maybe turnover might be better, but I'm speaking of this as an ex-retailer, not as a politician or a minister, but I do value your views and your opinions, and maybe it's time to have that discussion again.
Weather forecast: mild and dry this evening and tonight. Mostly clear skies with lows overnight temperatures 9 to 13 degrees Celsius in a light to moderate northeasterly breeze. Tomorrow, Wednesday, another warm, dry and mostly sunny day. Top temperatures 22 to 27 degrees Celsius. Hottest in the west, cooler in coastal parts of the east and northeast in moderate easterly winds. That's Highland Radio News. We're back with news again at 7 o'clock. Before we go, a quick look at the headlines. Over €26 million been spent on agency staff at Letterkenny University Hospital over the past 2 years. The jury in the trial of Geoffrey Donaldson has been sent home for the day. The prosecution opens its case tomorrow morning. The Joint Committee on Fisheries and Maritime Affairs today published its report on sea fisheries protection, and the Dáil's newest TDs have taken their seats in the chamber by-elections at the weekend. So Daniel Ennis of the Social Democrats and Sean Kine of Fine Gael elected in Dublin Central and Galway West, respectively. Until 7 o'clock, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 26th of May. The death has taken place of Harry Gibbons, Lucan, County Dublin, formerly of Durora and Letterkenny. Reposing at his daughter's home tomorrow evening between 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock. Removal on Thursday morning to St Mary's Church, Lucan, arriving for funeral mass at 10 o'clock, followed by burial in Eskerlawn Cemetery. Harry's funeral mass can be viewed online at churchmedia.tv. Family flowers, only pleas, donations in lieu of desired to Holly Day Ward, Connolly Hospital. And the death has taken place of Terry McGrinder, 47 Durgborough Road, Plumbridge. Terry's remains will repose at his late residence today until 10 o'clock and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 o'clock. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30, going to Sacred Heart Church, Plumbridge for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with a burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.